Yes. Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Just tried on my new sunglasses there. Got for really cheap on Trade Me.
They're really cool.
Thanks, Ben.
They kind of look like the...
You know what? That was a big test for me. That was a big test. If you see that, and because you're always just polite and that works.
They kind of look like the Deal With It meme sunglasses.
Yeah. Hear that? Listeners, I bet you're jealous.
But they suit you, sir.
No, they don't. They're too small for my head.
Well.
Ah, that's not. It's not actually them that are too small. It's the head's too big. Fashion, though, Penny. What have we got? Fashion would have a big head.
Pardon?
Small head.
We played a track for you. We played Kane Strang's Never Kissed a Blonde. Now, why did we do that?
Because I thought we'd talk about hair colour today.
Hair colour?
Yes.
Colouring your hair?
Colouring your hair.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
Oh, how very, how very fruity.
Have you not done so in your past?
I totally have.
What colours have you done?
I just used to have my hair pulled through a cap and get my highlights frosted.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because that's keeping it real.
But that's all. Hair metal.
Yeah. Although not really. If you've ever done that, it's actually humiliating. Looks, you know, I thought it looked cool in very late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah.
Surely, you know, a little bit of that. But that particular hour or two in the chair was basically a condom on your head with holes torn in it. And, yeah.
Quite sweaty, isn't it, with that on your head?
Yeah, the humiliation's more worrying than the sweat. It's kept, you know, it holds all the sweat in, I suppose.
And then kind of pulling it off.
And the macrame hook. And they don't do it that way anymore. I don't know if they do. People even get highlights anymore? Are they even called highlights?
I think
they use foils.
Foils, yeah.
What about that stuff that's lemon juice that you sun in?
Sun in!
Yeah, come on!
Intermediate school days.
Yep.
Go to the pharmacy, get a bottle of sun in, sit with your mates at lunch.
Parents go, what's going on with your hair? Yep. What have you done to your hair?
Oh, it's just the sun, Mum.
Oh, yeah, no.
Just the sun. I was out in the sun today, Mum.
That's really the gateway, isn't it? Sun in is the gateway. And then, although some people, of course, I don't imagine you were on the sun in, Penny.
With your gothic roots. I did have the frosted cap when I was 12, and then I...
makes me feel even cooler.
Then I decided I was going to go red, so my hair went pretty much bright orange. And at my school, you weren't allowed to colour your hair, but because I was top in maths, they didn't suspend me.
We'll let you be a little bit creative.
I don't know, weird,
Top, eh? Maybe that's so they could pick you out in the crowd or something.
No, I ran the school stationery store.
Did you?
Yeah. It's crazy, eh? I don't know.
No, that's actually quite thrilling.
We were allowed hair colours.
Do you have a stationery fetish now, by any chance?
Yeah, I do a bit.
But they had to be natural hair colours. So blonde was fine, but you couldn't have pink or purple or anything. And I put streaks in my hair that were meant to be washout for big day out 1 year.
Of course they were.
As you did.
Oh, yeah.
And because my hair was so porous, I ended up with pink and purple streaks for most of sixth form.
Porous hair, is that a thing?
Yep. It is, if you bleach it, yeah.
Is that like if you looked at it under a microscope, it would look like pumice?
So imagine if you have a nice piece of wood... And then you bleach it, kind of turns into a sponge.
Yeah.
Right.
Lots of holes.
But you can have porous hair. Like, I have porous hair and my hair's black because it's so coloured. And it's because the hair cuticle lays flat against the, you know, it's like layer upon layer of hair cuticles lying flat. And then
like
when
a
you.
A lovely piece of wood.
Yeah.
The grain.
Like one of those cakes. And then. And then
BFM.
When the peroxide goes in, because you use peroxide as well as when you're colouring your hair darker as well, because that's what opens the cuticle up and lets the hair molecule into
it cons the cuticle into opening up.
Yeah.
Hell, ow, peroxide, ow, sort of thing. It's because I mean you're not supposed to colour your hair if you're pregnant, are you?
No, I wouldn't think so because they are safe. But they are safe. But when you think about it, it's still a chemical going into your body and it's going through. I mean, it's like, you know, when you wear a lot of makeup, it's going into the biggest organ, which is your skin. So,
if you're wearing a pair of shoes made out of all sorts of weird rubbers and plastics, you don't worry about that leaching into your system, do you?
It doesn't kind of osmose into your skin, though, does it?
No, I guess not, no. But I mean, this is a thing. I mean, hair color's been around for a long time. But in the early days, I'd imagine it was just wet charcoal. I'm like, oh, well, look, I haven't even got grey yet. Look.
It was actually to cover grey. And Egyptians used henna. Romans used.
How did they do that without staining their face? Because henna's pretty intense.
Suppose
they had a bit of time.
When I was a hairstylist, that was one of my favourite.
Were you a hairstylist, Penny? As well as being top of mass.
Yeah, hey. I've done lots of things. I'm a Renaissance woman. But we used to get the people at the basin and wrap the hair around and make kind of like this big kind of helmet on their head and pack it full of henna, like a big mud beehive. It was so much fun. And then we just like pour this henna in. It's great. And then tinfoil them up.
Wrap them up. For how long?
A few hours.
Glad wrap. You'll be under there for a few hours in a magazine sort of thing.
Yep.
Only magazines there or like a copy of Family Circle and
Family
Auto Trader or something like that.
That's life.
My bathroom at home is flecked with henna thanks to a particularly careless flatmate.
Yeah.
What about, I'm trying not to stray off topic because I did it terribly in this segment. So.
Oh, that's all right.
We'll talk about spray tan.
We can talk about
you flecked your bathroom with spray tan, Mike.
I don't use spray tan.
I see.
A former partner of mine, however.
I see.
Just
no white towels,
but just a gentle. You know, it's more off topic. Let's get back to people colouring their hair so they can look different.
So I was just going to kind of talk about the early kind of things that people used, which was we covered henna. Romans used plant extracts. They created kind of a permanent black dye, but it was toxic. But I can't figure out what that was. But they did switch to leeches fermented in lead vessel for a couple of months.
What?
It was a lot of lead.
Always leeches as well.
Yeah.
You'd never think to pick up a leech. You're going to be very useful to us.
Yes.
You'd never think that, would you?
Yeah. Poor little leeches,
I wonder whether they've given as many other insects as many options as they've given leeches to help out.
But wasn't that Egyptian eyeshadow? Crushed up bug?
Yeah.
But does that mean that they crushed up slugs once and tried them? And crushed up crickets and crushed up...
Possibly. Isn't their face cream made out of snail trail?
Snail trail.
No, you're right, actually. You're right. When I was in Thailand, beginning of the year, there's a whole lot of their facial products were with snail. Yeah. I don't know if it's snail trail or whatever the correct termage, but I mean, you just see snails and snails. Yum! Snails are like slugs but without a house.
So they used leeches mixed with vinegar. They also put gold dust in their hair. The other interesting thing
The slugs.
I'm just going to keep on.
The slugs will actually go somewhere to sleep.
I don't know.
Snails relax in their own portable house. But when the slugs finish for the day, what do they do?
They probably go to like a party house.
Just a drop-in centre for slugs.
Yeah. Just a big crevice.
Just a party house.
I imagine it's like Animal House, like a frat house.
Yeah, probably do too. Yuck.
In the Roman Empire, prostitutes were required to have yellow hair to indicate their profession.
Now we're talking.
Yellow.
Yellow.
So yellow like banana yellow?
Yeah, I guess so.
Not sunshine yellow.
You're just chucking a whole bunch of turmeric in their hair or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what's
crushed it? Crushed nuts and plants, apparently.
Is that why they did it? Because of the... Oh, yeah.
Gauls and Saxons used various colours to indicate rank.
Hold on. Just to get it out of the way. You striped up your hair to sort of go, look at me, I'm a...
Yeah, out on the battlefield. I'm sort of look at me, I'm king. I've got
I'm middle
hair.
Management.
Yeah. Got blue
look
hair.
At me, I'm a branch manager. Woohoo! Shift manager!
What about red hair? Was a genetic mutation that first appeared in the Dark Ages in Scotland.
How do they know? I mean, I suppose they know that sort of stuff, don't they?
Well, someone would have probably, told a story about it, then written it down. Oh my God.
Thanks, Penny. That's just awesome. See why you're top of mass.
But they have found that within a genome, right? That it is.
No. What's probably happened here?
Sorry.
And then wrote it down.
Sorry. I mean, yeah.
No, sure. I mean, that's. But hasn't it fascinating that that it just turned up? The red hair. And then it's just, it's working. Stick with it.
Yeah, but lots of people were accused of witchcraft and it wasn't acceptable until Elizabeth I.
Just went, guess what, I'm in charge and boom, check out my hair sort of thing.
Yep. And I'm not a witch.
And should I need to be put any sort of anaesthesia, I'll need a little bit more.
Yes.
Isn't that weird? It's really weird over the red hair.
Yeah. Yeah, that's weird.
Mm. Stronger, stronger pain tolerance too.
Yeah.
Strange.
I had red hair when I was born.
Did you? So that means you've probably got red hair under all that now. Really?
Oh, it's quite red.
If I, okay, can I pinch you on the arm? And see if your pain tolerance is...
No, because I think you just do it harder.
It's not the time for that. No, all right, I'm... Okay,
so that, I guess the last thing I kind of wanted to talk about was that the guy that discovered the first synthetic dye was actually looking to cure malaria, and that's how he discovered it. 1863.
Well, 1863.
He discovered a colour called... The synthesized black dye was mauve, and he called it mauvine.
Mauve was the first colour he discovered.
Yeah.
Mauve. Oh, mauve. So mauve's had its day.
Topically
it?
Whacking that on the body and then saw that all the hair dyed.
Oh, that's
dyed
not
pink.
Curing malaria, but hey, but, I've created
hey,
a
look,
hair
I
dye.
Look naturally mauve.
Yeah.
Cool. what part of his body did dye mauve? Is here?
I don't know. But his chemistry professor, August Hoffman, derived a colour changing molecule from
mauvine.
Hoffman.
Hoffman.
Which
is a
paraphenylenediamine, which is the one that they use today.
Really?
Yeah.
Here a Hoffman, there a Hoffman. Before you know it, he's on a bike and seen things, you know? So that was a Hoffman as well. Oh, no. Okay, well, just this, the hair dye, when's this fad going to be over? When are people just going to be confident in their own hair colour?
Well, I thought I'd kind of just move through to the next part next week.
Oh, I love that. All right, awesome. Thank you, Penny.
Two-parter.
Tune in next week.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir. Tuesday mornings on BFM Breakfast.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town.
Beep, beep. Beep, beep. Honk, honk.